Ladies and gentlemen, 450 years ago yesterday, Christopher Columbus discovered America. 15 years ago today, America discovered a radio comedian, and here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As Kenny, Columbus was certainly lucky that he arrived in America when he did.
How do you mean, Fred?
You sincere in that interrogation? You really want to know?
Yes.
Well, if Columbus tried to... Better to laugh before the joke. You don't take any chance. If Columbus tried to land today, Kenny, the dock strikers wouldn't even unload his boat. Imagine Columbus sailing up the harbor. The lookout, instead of shouting, "Land ho!" would yell, "C-I-ho!"
Well, didn't Columbus say that the world was flat, Fred?
Yes, Kenny. And the way things are going, Columbus may be right, yes. If Columbus were alive today... if Columbus... I laugh at it. I mean, just to show you where it should have come. If Columbus were alive today, he would probably say... Well, Porter, here we go. Portland, tell me, what is new this week?
Cigarettes have gone up again.
Say, I thought Mr. Effie Boone sounded a little higher tonight. Do you think that raising cigarettes a cent will make any difference?
What's another cent to a camel?
Oh, how true. His sponsor sent that joke and we had to tell it. I mean, what are you going to do to him? Tell me, have you any other hot items?
Mama's out of sugar.
Really? How does she sweeten her coffee?
Mama takes a mouthful of coffee.
Yes?
Then she thinks of the good old days.
The good old days, Ann?
A lump comes up in her throat.
Well, that's as close to sugar as anybody's getting, I think.
What are you using?
Well, I do manage to get a little sugar, Portland, thanks to a grateful fly.
A grateful fly?
Mm-hmm. You know, when times were good, every morning when I'd sit down to eat breakfast, a little fly would buzz around the table. He'd step into the sugar bowl and fly away with a few grains of sugar on his feet. Well, when times were good, I never even bothered him. And now that sugar is scarce, the fly comes back every morning. And when my coffee is ready, the fly lights and stamps his feet on the edge of my cup. That, Portland, is a grateful fly.
Shall we leave for Allen's Alley?
Also a dead fly. After that, I think services will be held for the marine inspection. I think we had better fly.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this past week, the president proclaimed to be Fire Prevention Week to caution people in an effort to reduce the nation's fire losses. And so our question tonight is, what did you do to observe Fire Prevention Week?
Shall we go?
Well, why not? It's great to be back in Allen's Alley, Portland. This first house has a shamrock doormat and, look, green doorknobs. Let's see if Ajax Cassidy is in. Ah, Mr. Cassidy, how are you?
Ah, terrible.
What's wrong?
I'm not wrong for this one.
Well, tell me, what's your trouble?
Well, now, I tell you, I keep seeing spots before me eyes.
Well, that's nothing. Lots of people see spots.
Yes, but my spots spell out rest in peace.
Well, tell me, Mr. Cassidy, how do you feel about fire prevention?
Well, now, as an old fireman, I'm against it.
Against it, huh?
Fire prevention throws firemen out of work.
Well, tell me, what is the biggest fire you've ever been to?
Oh, that was the night the Shaughnessy Rubber Factory burned down.
The rubber factory?
Oh, yes. For 3 days, I was vulcanized to the ruins.
What?
Would you believe it? After they tried me loose, I had to get the back of my union to free credit.
Tell me, have you been to any big fires lately?
Well, it's not so hot around here. No. But it's a funny thing. A week ago, come Tuesday, in the line of duty, I was called to a fire. That was a tremendous conflagration.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was asleep in my bunk.
Yes?
The alarm came in.
Well, where was the fire?
It was Grogan's meat market. Mice was offered thousands of pounds of meat, was roasting and cooking. Well, I crawled out of the firehouse to the meat market.
With your hook and ladder?
With me knife and fork. Good morning.
Well, that takes care of Mr. Cassidy. I wonder if Titus Moody is in tonight.
Howdy, bud.
Well, Mr. Moody, you look rather depressed this evening.
If I wasn't sure, I'd kill myself.
What's wrong?
You remember that big windstorm last week?
Yes.
It blew 200 eggs back into my hands.
Golly.
Blew my razorback hog into the forest.
Your razorback hog?
Yeah. Before he got dull, he cut down 28 trees.
Well, you sure have bad luck.
I ain't had a drop of milk for 2 weeks.
Well, why?
My cow's got amnesia.
God.
Well, I put a pail under my cow and pulled by the hour.
And you mean with her amnesia?
She forgets what she's supposed to give.
Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, what is your reaction to fire prevention?
Why, we used to have a fire engine in the village.
Yeah, what happened?
The night Stebbins' silo caught fire.
Yeah?
It was pitch dark.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't see what we were doing, so we pulled the engine close to the flames.
Yeah?
Fire engine caught fire. All we saved was the little tree.
Well, how do you put out fires now?
Why, when the alarm comes in...
Yes?
10 of us old men run to the fire with a ladder.
Good.
We climb up onto the roof of the burning building.
But how do you put out the fire?
We drew... No longer.
Well, there's no drool like an old drool, I guess. Let's try this next door.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum, how do you feel about fire prevention?
Oh, Rick, very nice. I'm making up slogans.
Slogans? What are your slogans?
Put out your fire. Always remember, you could be forever ember.
Good.
Avoid to those who smoke in bed. Drop dead.
Very good, I must say.
Thank you. Also, I'm writing a poem.
A fire prevention poem? What is it called?
A warning.
A warning? How does it go?
Little Meyer played with fire. Did he know what he was doing? In a closet, he threw matches. Came a blaze with trouble brewing. Alarms are sounding, engines coming, firemen with squeaking hose. The fire out, someone is asking, where is Meyer? No one knows. On the floor is seen a clinker, all remaining from the fire. The clinker has a little cap on. By this, we knew the clinker's Meyer. So from my story, take a warning. Face the fact. Don't be a shrinker. Have a care. Don't play with fire. Like Meyer, you could end that clinker, didn't you?
That brings us to the last house in the alley. Let's try here.
Somebody, I say, somebody knock. Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn.
Now,
that
look,
is.
I know.
Talk up, son, my bindle's packed. I'm Alabama bound.
You're going?
I'm leaving for the South. I got to get the vote out, get folks to register.
Well, how do you...
I'm traveling through the South, exhibiting a Republican in a revival tent. And on the Republican, I got a sign. It says... Don't let this happen to you.
Now, tell me, does it look like a big vote this year?
It's going to be a whopper, son.
Good.
Even Chloe came back to register.
Chloe?
Years ago, she ran off with Philip Morris. Folks have been calling Chloe and Philip Morris ever since.
Well, Senator, tell me, what is the South doing about Fire Prevention Week?
The Gulf, I say the Gulf Stream is standing by, son.
The Gulf Stream, good.
I remember the biggest fire the South ever had.
Really?
200 miles of swampland blazing.
God.
To save the old mill at Natchez, we threw 600 pounds of cornmeal into the Mississippi.
Yes?
The swamp fires had that river water boiling.
Yes.
When the water cooled off...
Yes?
Laying there in the Mississippi was a stick of corn pone 12 miles long.
So long, Senator. So long. Uh-huh. When Tony got out of the service, his recording of To Each His Own set a new high mark in sales. Portland... You haven't heard anything until you've heard Tony Martin sing.
Little
proposal?
My opera.
It has me intrigued.
Intrigued? Where did you ever get a word like that?
I heard it on Hildegard's program.
Oh, really?
It was the only English word she used.
Really? I always listen with an interpreter myself. I don't take any chances. But never mind Hildegard. I'm talking about Tony Martin.
How did you ever get Tony Martin to star in your opera?
Well, Portland, last Thursday I finished the score of my opera and started out for Tony's hotel. Let me see, room 64, 65, 65 and a half. This is Tony Martin's room, I guess.
Yes?
Is Mr. Martin in?
I'm Tony Martin.
Oh, really? Well, Tony, if you're busy...
No, come right in, Fred. I was just breaking up some new Sinatra records.
Oh! Oh.
Yes,
I want to break another one while we're waiting. All I had to say was, oh, I said it, you know. You can't. So what you can do with a vowel, I mean, right?
I'll be right with you, Fred, as soon as I tear up this picture of Perry Como.
Now, Tony, what have you got to worry about? Sinatra Records, Perry Como. Didn't I read that you just signed again with MGM?
That's right, Fred, and what a welcome they gave me.
MGM went the whole lion, hey?
Fred, there were hundreds of men outside of the studio gates, all carrying signs, walking up and down.
Fine.
Imagine going to all that trouble just to welcome me, the street singer's brother-in-law.
Gosh, Tony, you know, the last time I saw you, we made a picture together.
That's right, Fred. It's called Sally, Irene, and Mary.
You realize that that picture broke the popcorn record in St. Paul? More people went out to buy popcorn during the first two reels than any other picture that ever played St. Paul, including the horn blows at midnight.
Fred, I understand Sally, Irene, and Mary was the original version of the Big Sneep.
I heard that. They remade it. But since those days, you have come a long way, Tony.
And you come a long way, too, Freddie.
Oh, I'm nothing, Tony, in radio. Just a half-hour filler to keep Charlie McCarthy from sneaking on the Manhattan merry-go-round. Why I'm here tonight, Tony. You have got to help me.
Well, if it's money, it won't take a minute for me to get my shoe off.
No, it isn't. Don't start unbuttoning them, Tony. It isn't money. I've written an opera based on Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado.
Well, I've heard of the Hot Mikado and the Spring Mikado.
Well, my opera is the Radio Mikado. You'll be a sensation in it.
Do I sing the leading role?
And how you sing the leading role. Now, the opera opens in the office of a big advertising agency, Button, Burton, Bitten, and Bowles. The office at the opening is in an uproar. The president of the company, Bowser Button, has summoned his staff to the conference room. And as the curtain rises, the entire staff breaks into song.
If you want to know who we are, we're the brains of radio. We've built every radio star. We're all yes men, we never say no. We form your listening habit with our Costellos and our Abbott. Confidentially, we're no Babbitt. Yo-ho, yo-ho, we're the brains of radio.
Gentlemen, Button, Burton, Bitten, and Bowles is on the brink of bankruptcy. Now, F.A. Allen, the big soap tycoon, is our last chance. He's looking for a radio program. And I've got a star for Allen, the tin tonsil tenor, Tony Martin. Are you in voice, Tony?
I love life and I love to live.
Yes, what tone, what timbre.
I love life.
Save it, boys, save it. Allen will be here any minute. Oh, here he is now. Come in. Ah, Mr. Allen. Gentlemen, this is Mr. F.A. Allen, the soap tycoon.
A laundering sponsor I, my product always sold. With the dirtiest dirt it will cope. It's 110% lye. On wash day, you should buy it. It bubbles and cleans and rinses. and it doesn't taste bad on blintzes. Housewives cannot deny it. It does everything, but nobody will buy it.
With one of our radio programs, people will buy your soap.
I've got soap in every warehouse in Jersey, B.B. In every parking lot. Why, if it ever rains, Jersey will be lathered from Atlantic City to Weehawken. I'll need a big program.
I love life and I love to live.
What was that, B.B.? Did something crawl into the air conditioning?
Hey, that's your new star, Tony Martin, a great entertainer.
I don't want entertainment on my program. I just want commercials. 30 minutes of commercials.
Commercials, eh? You'll have the most sensational commercials in radio. We have the girls who sing them. Show F.A. girls.
Five little maids, so cute are we. We sing all day on NBC. We're doing well financially. Five little maids are we. We're five little maids whose voices mingle. We do every singing jingle. We can make our Frankie or their bingo. We sing with all our might. We sing from morn till night. Cause the other day, I heard a lady say, never put bananas in a refrigerator. No, 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 no. Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 ounces, that's a lot. In most every city, for girls who are pretty, the cute ones, the sweet ones, wear antlers. Elevator, 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 elevator shoes. All perfectly, all perfectly, the finest guy that money can buy is. I like Kickless candy cola chewing gum. We're five single fingers, sweet and fair. We get into the listener's hair, but we get paid, so we don't care. Five little maids are we.
Hey, those are the DeMarco sisters who sing the jingles on all the programs.
Not on my soap program.
Oh, but F.A., listen. If
someday, you... B.B., I'll take over radio, and you'll see some changes made.
But you'll abolish singing jingles?
I'll abolish a lot of things. I've got a little list here. The day that I take over, I'll clean up radio. I've got a little list. I've got a little list of things that upset listeners. I'll see that they all go, and they never will be missed. Oh, they never will be missed. There are those mournful serial programs with their tragedy and strife, where someone's always dropping dead or always facing life. And those early morning comics who will surely drive you back, who pin orchids on old ladies and who put on women's hats. And those weddings on the radio where the bride is always kissed, they never will be missed. They never will be missed.
He's got them on his list. He's got them on his list. They never will be missed. They never will be missed.
Roundtable discussions with their boring, dull debaters, and the housewives who are morons but yet win refrigerators, and those gruesome mystery programs with their terrifying plots. You hear 3 words of dialogue, the rest is truth and shots, and those hillbilly ensembles who insist on playing Liszt. They never will be missed. Oh, they never will be missed.
He's got them on his list. He's got
them
on his list.
And they never will be missed.
Well, gentlemen, it's obvious that you have no radio program for me here.
I love life and I...
Just a minute. Stop that audition, Martin.
Oh, please, Mr. Allen, give me a chance. I have talent, sir.
You have talent?
I've been on the radio for 17 years.
17 years? I've never heard you.
Nobody ever hears me. I'm always on summer replacement programs. Mine is a sad, sad story.
The program I'm on in the spring, fall on, never last to be heard in the fall. All summer I sing like a bird, fala, songs that just never are heard, fala, and all winter I don't get a call. There's no sponsor that wants me at all. Oh, please, Mr. Allen, I'm a pitiful case. Just once let me sing with the snow in my face. I want a fall program, I want a fall program, not a program that starts in the spring.
He wants a fall program, he wants a fall program, not a program that starts in the spring.
Tony Martin's son, lad, you're hired. I'll build the biggest musical program ever heard in radio. We'll have 300 violins playing in Vienna, 200 trombones playing in Sweden, 900 oboes in New Zealand, 1,000 French horns in Marseille. All of this music will be piped into Radio City, where 600 bonded technicians will blend all of the sections into one massive world symphony.
And who will conduct, Toscanini?
Toscanini will turn the music, son. From the top of the Empire State Building, waving a neon baton 16 feet long, will be Guy Lombardo.
Oh, that's sensational.
Wait a minute, Martin. I've just thought. It's all off. The music is out.
But why?
We've forgotten something. In all the excitement, there's one thing we forgot. The trillo. The trillo. The trillo. First we must learn if we can or cannot from the trillo. The trillo. The trillo. If you want a musician to beat on a drum, or a trumpet to toot, or a banjo to strum, you can't do a single thing till you hear from Petrillo, Petrillo, Petrillo. Well, men, it's all off. I'm sorry, Tony Martin. I have, even though you are the street singer's brother-in-law, I have no program. Goodbye, B.B.
Wait, F.A., not like this.
No.
In times of crisis, we advertising executives always show our vision.
We do.
Right, gentlemen?
Right, B.B.
Gentlemen, what do we do when we need a program? When we have no music? When we have no talent? When we have nothing? What do we put on the radio?
A quiz program.
A quiz program. Right, gentlemen. Alan Soap is saved.
Button, Burton, Bitten, and Bowles is saved.
Radio is saved.
If you want to know who we are, we're the brains of the radio biz. When we can't think of anything else, then we always put on a quiz.
The Shepherd cheese and tender leaf tea back on the shelf, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Tony Martin for dropping in tonight. Next week, our guest will be Mr. Basil Rathbone. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Tony Martin, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, will soon be seen in Jerome Kern's Till the Clouds Roll By.
This is
Broadcasting Company.